It's a bold bet. Will police, EMS, medical workers, firefighters agree to be vaccinated by mandate? Perhaps many will. Perhaps many don't care. Perhaps many went to their doctors and got the advice that said, go get the vaccine, and that's what they've chosen. And perhaps there's many people who can't. Perhaps there's many people with religious reasons why they can't do it, or medical reasons. Well, my friends, New York, for instance, New York City, has no religious or medical exemption. And that's why I say it's a bold bet. Because what happens when these people can't adhere to your mandate and then are forced to resign or are fired? Across the country, we are seeing many police, firefighters, EMS, medical workers saying they either can't or won't get the vaccine, and they know they will be fired. What is going to happen to American infrastructure and public services when we lose large portions of our public services? Escalating collapse, my friends. We're looking at a major crisis in Afghanistan. The idea of the of American supremacy around the world, it's over. China's been mocking us for a long time now, probably a couple of years, but very much so in the past few months, that meeting with Blinken, where they said, you do not come from a position of power. Now they're seeing the utter failure that is Afghanistan. And now internally, we are looking at inflation, labor shortages, rising gas prices. We can't get supplies in certain areas. Stores across the country are no longer carrying certain goods because the prices are either too high or there's a shortage. And now critical infrastructure, that is the police, fire, and EMS, will be crippled. It's interesting. You know, there's been this big discussion about defunding the police and abolishing the police. And I've come out pretty strongly angry at those officers who would lock down small businesses and suppress people's rights. And I'm very much not a fan of this. Now, when we look at what's happening in Australia and many other countries, I've been a bit more blunt. And to be completely honest, a bit hyperbolic when I say abolish the police. It is intended to get a rise out of people to a certain degree, because honestly, there is no complete and total abolition of police. But there is a strong critique of the police officers who have arrested salon owners, who have fined barbers in rural Michigan. And they did it all with a smile on their face. Not every cop has done this. Many have resigned. But now the mandates come for them. And what's happening in Chicago? All four police unions, actually, this may be beyond Chicago, but there's four police unions that are being reported saying they refuse these vaccine mandates. Interesting. Well, you're going to lose your jobs. And I suppose if you're willing to stand up for that, I respect it, because you're doing the right thing. But I'm curious as to how many officers were told to enforce COVID restrictions when it affected other people and they had no problem doing it. I get messages from cops all the time. Some say I'm wrong. They're typically respectful. And I really do appreciate it, because I can be a bit strong in my criticism of those who would suppress the rights of individuals. But a lot of cops respectfully email me saying they disagree, that I'm wrong, and that they're trying to do the right thing. And I can respect that. But I can't respect cops who know what they're doing is wrong when they shut down a father's small business and strip him of his livelihood because I'm just following orders. Or when you look to the UK and Australia, where it's substantially worse. In Australia, we had Rebel News guys, and the cop was like, I'm a subscriber to you guys. Now you better get out before we fine you. That is evil. The banality of evil. Now, they've been talking about defunding and abolishing police, and I think they found their way to do it. Applying the restrictions that have been applied to everybody else to the police, and all of a sudden the police say, no, we out. Now, I'll tell you where things start to cross the line to an extreme degree. Of course, the officers can always quit. But in New York, they have just removed the religious exemption. New York City has none and no medical exemption, and this is expanding. Soon they will say, we don't care what your faith prescribes. We don't care what your doctor prescribes. Do it or else. That to me is insane, because there's fundamental questions about life that are shocking that you would impose on someone based on their religious beliefs. And there are fundamental questions about whether or not a doctor has final say on someone's health. If you are someone suffering from certain ailments or disabilities and you can't get the vaccine, how can these restaurants in these cities and these states make you into a second class citizen? We're moving away from that. When it comes to religion, there's fundamental questions about people's eternal souls. And it's truly horrifying to subject them to something that is in defiance of their internal core beliefs. It's a scary thought. But it's hard to know where that line is, because certainly injecting someone with something or forced medication is different from whether or not you're mandating they participate in a certain government program. If you have the choice to leave, then perhaps that's what you have to do. Ultimately, here's where I think we're headed. The U.S. is in collapse. It's a controlled demolition. These people are not going to change their minds on the vaccine. So let's read these stories and see exactly what's going on. But I want to talk about the cops. Before we get started, head over to timcast.com, become a member to support our fierce and independent journalism. I say that somewhat as a dig on some of these other mainstream news outlets, but we do have some great on-the-ground reporting. We had ELED on the ground in New York covering hundreds of New York City union workers protesting vaccine mandates. Many were nurses saying they will not take this because they're the ones who are telling people what to do. It's really amazing. In this story, when you have nurses saying, we prescribe this to people. When it's, or they're not the ones giving the prescriptions, but they administer it. They advise as nurses. And these women say, we're the ones in the hospitals talking to patients about their health and telling them what they need and don't need based on the literature we're given. And they're being told to ignore all of their own expertise. It's medical. Look, don't get your medical advice from people on the internet like me. You get your advice from people who have knowledge in the medical field. Because a lot of people who do a lot of crazy things, but therein lies the opportunity to support our work, our journalists on the ground, and you'll get access to members-only segments. Like this video, share the video, subscribe to the channel. Let's read about what's happening to our police departments. From ChicagoSunTimes.com, Lori Lightfoot forges ahead with October 15th vaccine mandate for city employees, despite opposition from all four police unions. Quote, this has literally lit a bomb underneath the membership, said Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara. We are in America, GD it. Oof. We don't want to be forced to do anything, period. This ain't Nazi effing Germany. Bold words. Of course, the mainstream media has come out criticizing these words, and I'm going to tackle those because this officer is 100% correct. And I'll tell you this, officers. To every cop who heard those words and agrees, I hope you remember this when they tell you to go and arrest a salon owner again. Because the cops did. Or when they tell you to go to Attila's gym and arrest someone leaving the gym or shut down the gym. I hope you remember these words, because it ain't Nazi Germany. They say, quote, as cases continue to rise, we must take every step necessary and at our disposal to keep everyone in our city safe and healthy, Lori Lightfoot was quoted as saying in a press release. Getting vaccinated has been proven to be the best way to achieve that and make it possible to recover from the devastating pandemic. And so we have decided to join other municipalities and government agencies across the nation, including the U.S. military, who are making this decision to protect the people keeping our cities and counties moving. The press release doesn't say what happens to city employees who refuse to comply, just that the new policy applies to all city employees and volunteers and takes effect October 15th. Employees can apply for medical or religious exemptions. Those requests would be reviewed by the city's Department of Health and Human Resources on a case-by-case basis. Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara has been at loggerheads with Lightfoot on many issues, and this time he's not alone. It ain't just our guys. It's the sergeants, lieutenants, and captains. This is a united front. It's no longer John Catanzara's big mouth, like they like to spin all the time. This has literally lit a bomb underneath the membership. And wow, this is crazy. And what they're going to do when 4,000 or 5,000 coppers say, screw you, I'm staying home. You're not making me get this effing vaccination. Don't pay me. That's fine. We'll see you in court. Whoa. Abolish the police, perhaps. Now, I respect this. These officers saying, no, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Police officers need to stand up for civil rights. Now, I will say, I'm talking about the principle of the notion that they would defy what they would view as unlawful. That being said, my stance on vaccines are that it's between you and your doctor. My personal opinion, and people get mad about this, is that I looked at the data. And I think there are questions. I personally think it's safe. 99.9% of everyone I know who's got it, no adverse effects. Now, I get it. It's still new. They're doing phase 4 reviews now on people for long-term effects. And so I respect people's individual rights. Just because I feel a way, and this is what's most important, doesn't mean you should be mandated to live this way. So let me explain. Left libertarian. It means I'm sitting here going like, I think the vaccines are safe and effective. I think they're wonderful technology. I read about mRNA stuff. It's awesome. That being said, you can do what you want because I will not force you to live the way I think people should live. That's what libertarian means, even if I happen to be left on many issues. And I hope y'all are willing to live with that. You leave me alone, I leave you alone. And we respect, we have to agree on certain things culturally, that's for sure. Now, these officers who are standing up for themselves, you love to see it. My advice to the officers would be, look, I understand why the mandates are wrong, because you should be able to go to a doctor to make those decisions and not have the government tell you you have to do it. Hopefully that's what ends up happening. Ken Czar said he's not threatening a blue flu style protest. He claims the city is literally talking about putting people on no pay status who refuse to get the vaccine. You're not going to pay me. You're going to make me stay home, but you're going to have thousands of coppers willing to stay home, not getting paid to not get a vaccine. And then what are you going to do for manpower on the streets? You know what? Maybe some people can learn to take responsibility for themselves and who they voted for. Earlier this week, Ken Czar told The Times, there are no studies for long-term side effects or consequences from the COVID vaccines. On Wednesday, he doubled down on that argument in a profanity-laced tirade, saying, we're in America, G-diet. We don't want to be forced to do anything, period. This ain't Nazi effing Germany where they say, step into the effing showers, the pills won't hurt you. What the F, he said. Wow. Look, I got to be honest. There's a very big difference between here and the total authoritarian control and awful things they were doing in Nazi Germany. But I do think we need to make sure we don't walk down that path. Which brings me to the mainstream media's response. The Atlantic. They call out, they say, the absurdity of police comparing vaccine mandates to Nazi Germany. They say, that, you know, they go on to mention this quote. A few tiny holes weaken this metaphor. Public employees being compelled to take a life-saving vaccine that will prevent them from spreading a deadly virus is not quite the same thing as being subject to a genocide. Now, let's be fair and break this down. That's technically the truth, the best kind of the truth. This is not people being mandated to do something that is overtly deadly or dangerous, as far as we can tell right now, with the studies that have been done. I think it was 43,000 people in the clinical trials, which is a lot. I certainly think you shouldn't force people to do things. And I'll tell you this, officer, you do have a right to quit the job and say no. No one's marching you to the train car. Now, in Australia, things are very, very different. I will say, however, where I will agree with the officer is that just because we're not at level, you know, 5 in terms of lining people up in a train cars doesn't mean we accept level 1. We should not be mandating this stuff. If the vaccine is effective and they say it is, now they're saying potentially booster shots, but still, then the people who get vaccinated should be fine, right? Why is it now an issue of the unvaccinated? Look, I got to stress again. My issues are almost always about liberty. I can't really go into the details on science as much as a lot of people want me to or assert they can. I am not a scientist and I am not a doctor. I am someone who believes in individual choice and freedom. And that's where my principles stand. But I do think you have a choice. Get out of the cities. Say no to policies you don't like because for the time being, well, I can't. It's very different in New York. When your job comes to you and says this, you can just walk away. Things get dirty when you get to New York and what they're doing there. In New York, they're stripping away religious exemptions. Now, that to me is crossing a line. And they don't even have medical exemptions in the general mandate for the public. Evil, authoritarianism, and that we cannot stand for. It is very difficult, my friends, to try and find the right moral line. I do not want to force people to live the way that I think people should live. And that means if people in Chicago vote for this stuff and want it, well, then what do you do? There is then the challenge of watching the rise of fascism because you know that it's wrong and you have to oppose it even if people are cheering for it. Hard moral conundrums. And I wish I had all the answers, but I am not a prophet nor a psychic. I can only say I want to err on the side of defending individual liberties. For the media to come out and try and play this game, oh, you can't say that, it's not a genocide. Yo, in the beginning of what was happening in Nazi Germany, there were a lot of people who called out a lot of stuff and they were told to ignore, oh, it's fine, it won't get that bad. Same thing with the Soviet Union. And it turns out those critics were right. What was that movie, Valkyrie or whatever, where some German officers tried to literally stop Hitler and they were executed because of it. And now they're looked back as heroes. Bravo to those men who tried to stop a madman because they could see what it was. Now you look at what's happening, and I'll tell you, it ain't just cops. On August 18th, we got this report from the AP. Firefighters and police push back against a vaccine mandate. Richmond, Virginia. The unions representing some Richmond firefighters and police officers are pushing back against a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. City employees must be fully vaccinated or receive a medical or religious exemption by October 1st. But Wednesday is an initial deadline to submit documentation. I'm not a fan of all the mandates, but I can respect the religious and the medical exemptions, because let's be real. A religious exemption is a blanket exemption, to be completely honest. And at this point, it's pressuring people who have no good reason. But I think people of faith, and you can choose your faith, are going to be allowed to have these exemptions. And if they reject it, take them to court. I don't like where society is going. I don't. People in their jobs in the public sector being mandated this stuff. You know what? I'll tell you where it gets scary. It gets scary here with CNN. You do not have the constitutional right to refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. An opinion piece from just the other day. They write, now that the FDA has approved the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for people age 16 and older, it's time for all governments across the country to mandate the vaccine for people taking part in indoor activities. There are no more valid excuses for not being vaccinated other than health reasons. One frequently heard pushback against the vaccine is that there is a constitutional right to choose whether to be vaccinated or not for adults, and a right to determine whether children can be vaccinated. This is a non-starter in the midst of a pandemic. The Constitution is not a suicide pact guaranteeing a right to harm others. The government has latitude to protect citizens from deadly conditions, especially when the science supporting vaccination is so clear. The bioethicist, Professor Arthur Kaplan of New York University, has made a compelling case for the moral mandate to require vaccination, appearing with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in a news briefing last month to address the city mandating vaccines for all municipal workers. He argued the new policy makes good ethical and public health sense, and that it will help all of us by keeping the COVID outbreak controlled. We agree, but also believe that the public needs to better understand that there is no constitutional right to avoid vaccine mandates against a deadly disease. With respect to children, parents do not have carte blanche. At one time, children were the property of their fathers, but that is no longer the case. Children are persons under the Constitution. And as the ruling in Prince v. Massachusetts held, parents do not have a constitutional right to make martyrs of their children. Parents have an obligation to protect their children's health and life, which means the school district mandates that reduce the risk of death to children should be enforceable, period. This is CNN telling you, demanding that all governments across the across this country, state, local, and you know, city, etc., will mandate this. They are demanding that the vaccines be mandated and that you have no right to refuse. You know what? They're not entirely wrong. But I will tell you this. If you want this country to be ripped apart in 2 seconds, this is what you need. So I wonder. They wanted to defund and abolish the police. They failed to muster the support to do so. Now with the mandates, they may actually get it done anyway. Do they really want this country to be torn to shreds, to fall apart? That may be the case. With the vaccine mandates, you need to understand something. The official news reporting we got was that they were saying you may need a booster shot after 8 months due to efficacy dropping, citing Israel as the canary in the coal mine. But what's next? From the New York Post, Biden and Fauci discuss requiring COVID booster shots every 5 months. And here you can see in this image, the shorter time frame to get a booster shot would increase the number of vaccine doses the U.S. will need to set aside. Well, that would certainly be good news for Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Those stocks probably will go up. Take a look at this image from the New York Post. You can see that in this card they're using as an example, there's the Pfizer and Pfizer dose from month two and February and March. Then you can see here the 5 month booster. So it looks like an art piece. They say President Biden on Friday said that he and Dr. Anthony Fauci discussed requiring COVID-19 booster shots every 5 months rather than every 8, as previously anticipated. The shorter time frame would increase the number of vaccine doses the U.S. will need to set aside for booster shots as poorer nations clamor for more U.S. donations. Quote, the question raised is, should it be shorter than 8 months? Should it be as little as 5 months? That's being discussed. I spoke with Dr. Fauci this morning about that. Biden said in the Oval Office during a visit with from Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. Biden said Friday that booster shots for Americans will start here on September 20th, pending approval of the FDA and the CDC Committee of Outside Experts. The president did not say what Fauci, the government's top infectious expert, recommended regarding booster shot timing. Israel began giving booster shots to senior citizens last month, rejecting the World Health Organization's plea for a moratorium on boosters so the third world can get the vaccine to reduce the possibility of a new and more dangerous mutations. Pfizer and BioNTech have requested FDA approval for a booster shot for their two-dose vaccine, which is the most widely used option in the U.S., saying data shows a third shot improves the body's ability to fight the virus. Moderna's similar two-dose vaccine was made with the same technology. Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine also works better with an extra shot, the company said this week. The changing time frame on booster shots threatens to undermine White House messaging, however, amid continued vaccine hesitancy among certain demographic groups. Jeff Zients, Biden's COVID-19 response coordinator, said Tuesday, "We expect the rule to be simple. Get your booster shot 8 months after you got your second shot." According to CDC data, 73.5% of U.S. adults have had at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot, and 62.8% are fully vaccinated. Vaccines dramatically lower the risk of serious symptoms, hospitalization, and death. But the high rate of vaccination hasn't stopped a surge in cases of the Delta variant, with a daily average of more than 156,000 new U.S. COVID-19 cases over the past week, matching the case rate in late January. This has many people concerned, but my issue here is not the medical issue, it's not the guidance, because that's your decision for your life. My issue is the escalation in authoritarianism. 5 months now? Bill Maher already came out. Liberal Bill Maher saying no. He refused this. He said he already got two, he took one for the team, and he's not going to take another one. He was then challenged by Max Rose on his show, who said, "I'm losing you here. People got to do this." Is that what they're going to keep saying? You have to do this? Is Bill Maher, he took one for the team? You probably saw my exchange with Casey Neistat on Twitter, where I said, you know, in response to these celebrities saying, go get vaccinated, I said, no, go talk to your doctor. And a lot of people tell me that doctors, no, look, it's not for me or any celebrity to decide what you do. You do what you do. But in response, Casey told me that he didn't go to a doctor. He just pulled up in a parking lot and stuck his arm out the window. And I'm like, that's crazy. That to me is just absolutely insane. But you can look at the cards. They have four lines on them. Now they're saying potentially 5 months. You know what's going to happen. How long until this is a monthly thing? You got to do what you got to do. Man, the profits of these pharmaceutical companies will be through the roof. Good news for all of them, I suppose. I don't know what to tell you, man. I really, really don't. It looks like the authoritarian rise is going to happen in this regard. But if the police, if fire departments, if workers all quit, maybe that will be pressure on the system to where they'll stop. But I have to wonder if it's still something they want, I guess. In this exclusive video from TimCast.com, hundreds of New York City union workers protested vaccine mandates and threatened to quit. Over 500 nurses, educators, and other union workers gathered outside City Hall in New York City on Wednesday to oppose vaccine mandates encouraged by federal, state, and local governments. Protesters spoke with TimCast about their concerns for personal freedom when it comes to medical care, as well as the possibility of having to leave New York City and potentially their careers. Quote, "I don't care anything about politics. Let's talk about human rights. They're taking away our human rights," said one healthcare worker, brandishing a sign that said medical freedom. "You want to be vaccinated, it's your choice. Don't push it on me because I'm not going to be vaccinated," said another union worker wearing a union pride shirt. "Nothing short of a gun to my head will make me get this vaccine," a nearby protester interjected. A flyer for the event deemed it to be the largest protest from rank and file union members in the city's history. Let's be real. 500 people? Nowhere near enough. Now, Occupy Wall Street and BLM come out with tens of thousands. May Day union protests get tens of thousands or around 100,000, perhaps. 500 people? With respect to each and every one of these people and their freedoms, I believe you'll just have to end up leaving. And I think most people will just have to end up leaving. From TheNewYorker.com, should the government impose a national vaccination mandate? And then it's the question of, where are you going to leave to? Despite claims to the contrary, there are many routes to legally requiring COVID inoculation. For The New Yorker, they write, Earlier this month, a parent asked a question on the community discussion listserv for the Cambridge, Massachusetts school district, where my teenager will start high school this fall. Since the state routinely requires students to have certain vaccinations for enrolling in public school, would it also require vaccination against COVID-19 once the FDA moved the authorization status from EUA to full approval? Other parents replied that they supported the requirement, predictably invoking science, public health, and communal values. But the vehemence of their opponents in highly vaccinated Cambridge took me by surprise. There were recriminations about interference with personal choice and references to Nazi Germany. One participant accused another of bullying and threatened to consult an attorney on Monday. The FDA did grant full approval to the Pfizer vaccine for people 16 and older. They say in July, the Department of Veterans Affairs became the first federal agency to require some of its employees to get the vaccine or face termination. Biden recently ordered all federal workers to attest that they are vaccinated or else wear masks and get tested weekly. Within hours of the FDA's full approval, the Defense Department announced that it would mandate all 1.4 million active duty military members to be vaccinated. On the same day, public university systems in New York, Minnesota, and Louisiana rolled out similar requirements. Strong resistance to government-mandated vaccination isn't new. In 1853, Britain imposed the first mandatory vaccinations, requiring parents to inoculate infant children against smallpox or face heavy fines. Violent riots broke out, fueling a national anti-vaccination movement that supported political candidates solely based on their stance on vaccination. In the late 1890s, some penalties were eliminated and conscientious objectors were allowed exemptions. But by the mid-20th century, too many people, nearly half the population in some areas, were claiming exemptions, and the vaccination mandate was repealed altogether. Britain then dealt with outbreaks by other means, such as compulsory examination. In the U.S., there were few riots, but there were lawsuits. You look at this, and you can see they've had these things in the past. People didn't stand for them in the past. But I'll tell you, I'll tell y'all who won out. In the end, the vaccine mandates won out. In the end, parents get their kids vaccinated. In the end, every bit of resistance was stamped out by generational changes. Is that a prediction for what may come in the future? Perhaps. Now, they say, in Jacobson v. Massachusetts, the court reciting the principle that individual liberty is not absolute in the face of the common good, and that real liberty for all depends on restraining individual exercises of liberty that harm others, the court, as Justice John Marshall Harlan wrote, was therefore unwilling to hold it to be an element in the liberty secured by the Constitution of the U.S. that one person or a minority of persons residing in any community and enjoying the benefits of its local government should have the power thus to dominate the majority. That acts through the state's authority to protect health and safety. The court therefore held that a state had legal authority to require vaccinations. 17 years later, it also held that neither due process nor equal protection prohibited a San Antonio ordinance making vaccination a condition of children's attendance in schools. Schools have vaccine mandates. But kids are vaccinated at birth, basically, and throughout childhood. So when you apply your children to go to school and they say, you know, they want to, I don't know if your kid's vaccinated, people just be like, yeah, of course. And it was when he was a kid. I remember I went for my vaccines when I was little. So what's going to happen next? Well, my opinion, times are different. It may not result in an absolute success of those who want the mandates. Because of the internet, many people may just say no. Because the economy was already smacked down so hard and some people are without resources or work, many may just say no. These police may just decide to retire or leave. The departments could collapse, the economy could falter, and Americans become a more humble folk after the cities tear themselves apart. Or perhaps when that happens, the cities will be forced to repeal these mandates. It's hard to know for sure. In any other year, if it weren't for the internet, I'd say we would track identically to how things went in the past. By the time you're older, kids today will have children themselves. The doctors will administer vaccines and no one will question the COVID vaccine and the 5-month booster shot for their entire lives. Because think about what that means when they say every 5 months, forever. So come January, come May, come October, then March, then August, and so on and so forth. Did I get the math right? Maybe I got the math wrong. Every 5 months, they're saying booster shot. That means kids born today may end up living in a world where they get shots for the government every 5 months. And when you can do that, What's to change them from simply being like, this month's shot is the new shot? You ever see the movie Equilibrium with Christian Bale? They live in a world where everyone has to inject themselves the chemical to suppress emotion, or else you get arrested. Everybody just lives a life where every day they take an injection. I don't know. I'm not a prophet, right? So I can't tell you what will happen. First, I think what we'll see is chaos in the streets when all the cops end up just dipping out. I don't know, though. I just don't know what to say. Maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel in that people will assume more personal responsibility. They'll watch after their kids more. They'll care more about what's happening in their communities. With remote working, more people will spend time together. It'll diversify opinion. And maybe that could depolarize this country. Maybe we need to remain a little bit optimistic that for all the bad things that are happening, it may actually be a good thing. Police departments start getting dismantled to a certain degree, but people start fleeing cities. The people in these cities, seeing the wave of crime, start changing their votes and finding alternatives. People who move to remote areas start learning how to garden and take care of themselves. With remote working, they're around their kids more often. They start wondering and they start spending more time with their families and sharing their values. And maybe things start to heal. Let's be a little bit optimistic and say that maybe some good can come out of this so long as we focus on it and stay vigilant. I'll leave it there. Next segment's coming up at 8 p.m. tonight over at youtube.com/TimCastIRL. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then.